The message this morning is titled, The Lord's Thanksgiving. And our text is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 29. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Amen. Today, I chose this text. And I chose this text not only because it's communion, but because of the power of it. The Lord's Supper is probably the most sacred part of our relationship to God. Nowhere in Scripture are we commanded to remember the Lord's birth. But we are requested and commanded to remember his death and resurrection. As it says here, we should remember his death, as our text says, do this in remembrance of me. When it says, do this in remembrance of me, that is a command. In this text, we are commanded to do this in remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ. Three of the four Gospels record the institution of the Lord's Supper. And it's repeated here. It is called communion. In 1 Corinthians 10:16, it says, The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? It is also called the Eucharist, which means the giving of thanks. Christ, our Lord Jesus, was celebrating the Passover with the 12 disciples in the upper room. At the end of the meal, he instituted the Lord's Supper, or communion. At the end of the meal, he did it with unleavened bread and unleavened wine. Or unleavened grape juice, rather, I'm sorry. Both were unleavened because it was what they were practicing was the feast of the Passover. It was a time of unleavened. Unleavened bread and unleavened grape juice. Paul was not in the upper room, but he received this direct revelation from God. In 1 Corinthians 11:23 to 26, he says, For I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner he took the cup, after supper, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. The second direct revelation Paul was given is in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4, which says, For I delivered to you first of all that which I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, And he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. Paul was given two direct revelations from God. The institution of the Lord's Supper and the gospel. It is so important that we believe that Christ Jesus died for our sins and is risen today. As Christ, our Lord, celebrated the Passover and the Lord's Supper, the first thing he did was give thanks. He knew what awaited him. He knew of his betrayal. He knew of the pain of the scourging. He knew of the pain of the cross. And he gave thanks. This was the night he was to be betrayed.